a word for you from Matthew 17, verse 4. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While you are still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. We find here that Peter was simply ignored. He blurted out, for indeed this was the character of Peter. He tended to say irresponsible things, but the Lord was at work on him. The Lord was going to make him into a mighty apostle. He was to show many to the way of glory. But Peter here is still the blurter, the one who just speaks his mind without thinking. And listen to what he says. This was the one moment of brilliance where they experienced Jesus as the Son of God, where it was, although they suspected that already, but here it is revealed to them. They should have kept quiet. But typical of Peter, he says to Jesus, it's good that we are here. Well, in fact, yes, Jesus chose them to come and witness this event, but it's not that they added anything to it. In fact, if Jesus had obeyed what Peter was telling him, it would have subtracted from the event. But God simply ignored Peter and spoke his mind. There are times when if you speak your mind too quickly, all you do is subtract from what God wants to do. You are not adding to it, and it's perhaps better if you close your mouth, think a bit, pray a bit, speak to the Lord about it, and perhaps the Lord will tell you not to speak a word. Or if you do speak, it will be part of what he wants to do, part of his plan. But instead, we find that Peter speaks his mind and blurts out, Lord, it's good if we are here. As if though Peter, James, and John would be of help to this moment of glory when heaven shone all around them and Moses and Elijah and Jesus shone with transfiguration brilliance. And his suggestion that they should make three tabernacles and permanently keep them up on the mountain was of course foolish, and God ignored them and simply spoke his mind, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him.